5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm very worried about the standard of broadcasting on this station.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, there's something wrong with me. I'm
sorry to the listener.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good. I'm sorry to the listener.
Yep.
That's the broadcasting standards we have here. Andy Lee in.
Ooh,
oh, hello.
Oh, nice.
Broadcasting within the building, of course, dominating in podcasting areas. So we're looking forward to chatting to him about, well, he's actually been doing a very nice job on the front bar. I don't know if you've noticed.
No,
very nice job.
Has he?
Well, he knows his foot. He loves his Blues.
Whose spot does he take?
So, well, a bit of a roaming. So Mick comes in and out, and then Sam comes in and out, and he's a beautiful setup, Andy. So he joins us shortly. And then the Chief.
The Chief.
We latch onto the Chief on the phone just to see where he's at. I'm worried about him.
Are you?
Well, just pull stop.
Well, he won't disappear. He's a big boy, Jim. He
won't
fade away.
You don't think he will?
No, no. He's okay.
All right.
I think he just likes being in his little apartment.
Does
on his
he?
Own.
Does he? You think he likes it in there?
Occasional visitor.
I want to find out what he's up to in lockdown. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to see you, my friend. And another week of lockdown. Look at Jim. Look at Jim.
I've just been bombarded by photos and videos from a great mate of mine who lives in New York who has been in London.
Well.
At the Grand Prix, pubs, restaurants. Bill, I started crying.
Oh, you started crying?
70% vaccinated they are in New York now, back to completely normal life.
Well.
And London, of course, they're now having Freedom Day there.
Freedom Day, Jim, and I was talking to Rabsy. G'day, Rabsy.
It's great to be here with two tennis legends, Roger Federer and John McIntosh.
We're talking about this with Rabsy, and Rabsy's girlfriend's from London, so she knows a bit more about it. But Freedom Day, Jim.
Freedom
Day. Very interesting experiment this is going to be. We're all going to be watching to see how it goes. Because in London, Rabsy, this is true, 90%, Jim, 9 out of 10 adults have had one vaccine.
Right, one, yes.
And 75% have had two vaccines.
Right, yes.
So hence, they've opened it up, London, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, won't it, Rabsy?
Well, still getting 30,000 cases in England.
You've got to incentivise people to be vaccinated, otherwise why will they do it?
Well,
I mean, at the moment, if you've had two vaccination jabs in Australia, what's the point?
No, that's. I heard someone else talking about it. They went to what's the big NASCARs?
Yes.
How many go? 200,000?
Oh, lots,
200,000 people all going. They said, while you're waiting in line, just go over there and get vaccinated.
Yep.
50,000 people got vaccinated while they were waiting in line to go into the NASCAR. Also, that's not a bad idea.
No, it's brilliant. Also, testing over there where you find out your test results immediately.
Yes.
We won't bring that technology into Australia for Christ only knows what reason. But, Bill, I'm a vaccination pro. You know, I've got my jab booked. It's about a week and a half away. So I'm happily going to do it, but I just think we've got to aim for, whether it is 70%, whatever the number is, and say to people, if we can get 70% vaccinated, then we open back up and there'll be no more locking down, then people will go and do it.
Well, that's what the Prime Minister's put out there, hadn't he? He's got this, what do you call it, a schedule, Jim.
Right, good.
And we're about stage one at the minute, but that's the idea. When 70% get vaccinated, I think we can do that.
So
that's what they're talking about.
My point with this is we were all laughing, weren't we, at New York? And London last year.
Yeah.
Look at those clowns.
Yeah.
How badly are they cocking it up?
But
now, Bill, they're out and about.
Well, for how long, but we will watch this. We'll watch this with interest, especially in London. It'll be very interesting.
All right. What else?
Speaking of that, the Crows in Port Adelaide. What about that? They're in a mad dash to come to Melbourne.
When we're locked down.
We're locked down.
Them.
But South Australia are locked down. They're only having a 5-day lockdown. We've got another week.
Right.
But they're coming here, which is interesting because Port Adelaide hosts Collingwood on Friday night. And then Adelaide also host Hawthorn on Saturday or Sunday.
Yes.
So they've got to fly here and then fly back,
Well, I don't know where those games will be. They'll have to wait and see. They'll probably have to fly in and out. Yeah, I don't know. But I said this on Saturday.
You did.
I don't understand why we don't have the full hub here in Melbourne.
Ooh.
We've got the grounds.
Yeah.
We can isolate the players very easily from all the rest of the community and make sure they remain isolated until lockdown finishes or even for the rest of the season. I don't know why we don't do that.
A couple of teams down Geelong, couple in Ballarat.
Easily do that.
And 6 or 10 here.
That's it, Bill. I don't know why we're not doing that. I mean, there'll be a reason. I just don't know what that reason is.
They'd be all wanting to get to Geelong.
I don't think.
32 degrees down there.
No, imagine how cold it'll be.
It'll be freezing.
Like, oh my God. I'll tell you where it'll be colder in Ballarat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And Kilmore. The Coaches Award. Very interesting, Jim, with only five games to go.
You love the Coaches
Award. Well, I do, because the coaches know the good players, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Jack Revolt got a 10. Ollie Wine's got a 10. He's flying, isn't he? Mm. Tom Mitchell got a 10. Sam Walsh. Flying. Oh, Walshy, he got a 10. And Jamie Cripps, West Coast, got a 10. But have a look at the leaderboard. This is what I like, Jim, with five rounds to go.
Yes.
Now, on 80 votes, 80, right? Yes. Ollie Wines.
Yes.
83, Sam Walsh.
Yes.
83, Tuke Miller.
Very good season.
85, Cameron Oliver. And the leader on also 85, so he's not the leader, Marcus Bontempelli.
I'm not sure who Cameron Oliver plays for.
Clayton Oliver, you idiot. Don't make up things. So five players within five votes, Jim.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's tight.
Yes, it's tight.
It's tight as...
That's it. That's it, Bill.
Yeah. Radigalia has signed a two-year deal at the Cats. I thought he might have had a look around, but he's going okay. Good on him.
Nice.
And I'll tell you what is interesting. This is reported by the one and only Caroline Wilson, dropped a bombshell the other night. She said that Alistair Clarkson and Sam Mitchell had a mediation session already, Jim. They've had a sit-down last week.
A mediation session.
A session, and it didn't go smoothly, according to...
Smoothie.
Banana. Banana, did they? Or a wild berry or something.
And it didn't go that well, apparently, Jill.
Jill, what sort of nick is he in?
Caro said, Jim, it was made clear Mitchell wants clean air, Jim. He wants clean air next year without Clarkson. That is interesting. I tell you what, we're going to ask the chief about
that.
Is
this called either you or me? I'm not sure which one. Our producer, Jill.
You, Jim.
Bill, what is wrong with you?
No, I'm good.
Well, why are you speaking this way?
Because Jill was in my ear.
Oh.
Alex Carey will captain Australia against the West Indies because like Finches has hurt his knee.
Finches has hurt his knee. He's a good player and a good boy, Kezza. I love him.
They've got to fire up for next few games against the West Indies. And the last one here, the audio. Are you ready to go, Rabsy? Because this is an Irish gymnast, Jim.
Gymnast, Jim.
And he has jumped up and down the beds in the Olympic Village because remember I said they were made of cardboard?
You did.
And they're bonking beds. So if there's too much weight on them or too much pressure, they just collapse allegedly because they're made out of cardboard. Jim, so this is the Irish gymnast having a little jump up and down on the beds.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements.
Oh.
It's fake. Fake news.
Fake news. I tell you what, it's 3 days for the Olympics. 3 days, Jim. Are you excited? Do you know what's coming up?
Of course I'm excited.
You haven't spoken about it. I haven't heard you say one thing about it.
Bill, I'm excited.
No, you're not.
I am. I can't wait.
Channel 7 should be.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people are going to watch.
Locked in. They're going to be, my goodness.
Wow.
It will be prime time.
It will be.
Bill, you remind me with this start to the show.
Yes. How good it was.
Of Nath Brown.
Oh, no.
As to everybody helped us out, put this together. At the end of the art. I'm going to finish off this subject.
Triple M rocks footy. I'm not that bad, am I? Porky Pig. What? Can we get Porky Pig up?
Bill, you're not far behind that.
No, I'm a lot further in front.
You called him Cameron Oliver, then you called me Jill.
Jill. Well, you're Jill. We're all the same. We're all the same team here, aren't we? We're all teammates. You got Porky Pig.
No, don't. Anyway, we need to go because Andy Lee, a man who can broadcast and is eloquent, is going to be in here shortly.
It's the rush hour.
At sea to the end of the
JB and Bill, Triple M.
Nate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym. It was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door. Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kiel.
Shebang.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Now, we're joined by a man who's a TV presenter, a radio host.
Yes.
He's got two podcasts in the top 15 in Australia,
of course.
A children's author, Carlton Nuffy, and now part of the Front Bar Tokyo Olympics edition. It's Andy Lee.
We're very glad our next guest keeps coming back to our show.
I think we all need Wilbur in our life.
Not only does he put up with Billy checking out his partner.
She pops up on my Instagram. I'm probably following her.
He also deals with Billy Daily like behaviour from his own co-host every day.
Does Hamish ever, when you're in the middle of just talking about stuff, just point to something that's happening?
Often Hamish will get distracted by the TV. And so occasionally when you're listening to our show, you may hear this. Yeah, yeah. Which is me just going, hey buddy,
hello. Yeah. We're back. Yeah. We're on. In the middle of a break, Bill will just go, oh, have a look at that.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Oh, nice to have you in, mate.
Nice to be around a professional in UJB and lovely to see you, Bill. There was a bra commercial that just came on. It just finished by the time that I got introduced and I was thrilled because I had your attention back.
Yeah, it did. Well, it went too long. We know that. How are you going, Andy? Only 3 days before the Olympic Games. Can you believe that? Because Jim's not fired up. He doesn't give a stuff.
I am fired up.
Are you excited, Andy?
I'm pumped. Yeah, absolutely pumped for this.
What are you pumped about?
I'm pumped about doing Front Bar Tokyo.
Because Tokyo edition?
Yeah, it's the only bar that's opened in Victoria. So that's the key for me.
No.
Obviously, I'm doing it for Australia.
I love it.
But also doing it for free beer.
8:30 p.m. on 7, of course, Thursday, the Front Bar Tokyo edition. Now, who's the back line there? Yourself?
Yep.
Mick? Sam?
Mick obviously will play on ball. Yes. Sam will pinch hit from the pocket. Yep. And I'll be doing the grunt work Sam Walsh like.
Sam Walsh. What about Murray?
Well, like, have you given Beer a rung the arse?
Murray's been rested.
Oh, has he?
Oh,
yes.
Oh no, he won't be. Yes. Murray,
managed, the big managed. Olympic show, and he's been rested.
He won't
Sucked
be happy
in,
with
Murray.
That.
Oh,
Murray,
no.
I think, is, and I like to say, leading Seven's Olympic coverage.
Yes. No, you know,
people might say it's McAvaney. I think it's Mar. They got their M's wrong. So Murray's got work to do for Seven, and so I've just come off the bench.
What about the new sports? Do any of those grab your attention?
Not particularly, mate.
I'll go through them.
Skateboarding's one of them.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, yep.
Bloke did a three, what did he do, Jim? A 2080 the other day or something.
A 2080?
1080.
1080, was it? It's three spins. Surfing? What about surfing?
I know, mate. 2080 would be remarkable.
It would be, wouldn't it?
I mean, you're not landing straight again because the math doesn't work, but boy, would it be an absolute spill if he's come off six spins or nearly
five and three quarters.
I think he attempted it but didn't make it. Okay. Surfing? Do you like the surfing?
I like the surfing. I mean, obviously, the Aussies are really great in that field. So any sport they're including where the Aussies have a chance and we can get a medal tally up, I'm all for
it. Karate?
We did chat to Steph Gilmore, who said the waves are very small.
Really?
So I don't know if that plays in our favour or not.
We don't see that many famous surfing competitions out of Japan.
I don't reckon.
No. No, not at all.
Anyway. No. I like the Boomers, Andy.
The Boomers are like Ben Simmons frustrates me a little bit that he's not going, but I know it's to work on his – he said he's going to work on his shooting. I mean, there's a place you can do that. That's playing for Australia in Tokyo. And then obviously Liz Cambridge is pulled out for the Opals.
Yes.
She's the best basketball player in the world, women's basketball player in the world. So that's disappointing, but I understand she's got mental health issues, so we respect that.
Do indeed. Now, what else are you doing, please?
Raylene Boyle's going to be on this week for the front bar.
I saw that. She's a legend.
Grant Hackett.
Hackie.
And then Anna Mears, who is just a superstar. So we've got, I mean, we're talking about this with sports. There's people that can pull out of Olympic Games, like, you know, Ben Simmons, Liz Cambridge. They're getting paid enough.
Yes.
But the sports we need to put in the spotlight are your track and field. It comes around every, now 5 years.
Five years.
But it's nice to see cycling and obviously the swimming. So we're going to cover off all those on Thursday night.
We've always had good cyclists, haven't we?
We have. We had a little bit of a rut, but that was because the British just poured all their money into it. So, hopefully we can get a better
one. You would have been happy with the Blues. Of course, arch-rival Collingwood had snuck one ahead of you in the head-to-head. Now it's back to level.
A few people had left the WhatsApp group at halftime, but they all came home flooding back by the fourth quarter. Look, a lot of Blues supporters have been disappointed with this year. I'm a stay the course man. I feel like, look at this. Who's giggling over here?
Just stay the course. Have a listen.
Smugness of Geelong, Andy.
How's the coach? Is he going to survive?
Well, I mean, if we hadn't kicked 113 against your mob, we would have had you well and truly covered there.
Should have had 5-1 at quarter time. That was terrible. Is he going to survive? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think he should. And I think, he's just clicked over to 2 years in the job. People forget that. He picked it up halfway through a season 2 years ago. He's just clicked. It was only 3 weeks ago, just clicked over to 2 years in the job. Bill, you've been doing this radio show for a lot longer and you still have no idea what you're doing.
Spot on.
You've got to hang with people.
But if Clarkson's available, what happens there? Would you like to see him go to Carlton?
Oh, look, I love Clarko. I think he's the best coach the AFL has had was in my time.
Yes.
But no, I feel like you can be disruptive by always changing. And I think that I was watching, this is how pathetic I am. I was watching Charlie Curnow highlights from 2018 in preparation. I was going to go watch him.
He was playing VFL.
VFL, but they cancelled the game. But
no, he played.
He played a scratch match, but it wasn't the VFL, whatever they're calling it these days.
Yes.
But some of the score lines that Carlton were up against when in 2018, it was 77-7. We're getting beaten by 100 points in four or five different games. That has changed dramatically in the last 3 years.
Andy, my beautiful better half is almost as fanatic a blue as you.
Yep.
And this is what I love the most about it. We started going out when I reckon it was about 2014.
Yep.
So at that stage, not only was I the chairman of North Melbourne, we'd gone prelim final, and then the final series, having won the first 11 games of the year.
And I was single at that time, I think.
Yeah,
and she chose you over me. That is astonishing.
If she had known.
More astonishing than me.
were you available as well, Bill?
She
wouldn't have known.
If she had known, it might have been different. But the thing I used to say to her was, why are you supporting this? Like, they're just no good. She goes, no, we're better than you. And that was just on repeat for 3 years. And I kept saying to her, but you know that there's like a ladder and games won. And she goes, no, we're just better than you.
Well, we'll find out this week.
Well, now.
This is a big
now
one.
Now I'm on the receiving end of it being true.
Your mob's having a crack, though.
Yeah, no, we won't win. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They've been all right, but they won't win.
They're hard to beat.
Now, what else is going on in your life, please? You're very busy.
Oh, the dog. What about the new dog?
The new dog.
That's all I see, this new dog, Jim, on Instagram.
Henrietta.
Do you know, Bill, we started puppy school, right?
Doggy school.
Yeah, doggy school, puppy school. And there is one very randy dog called Buckley, who's a male.
No. Is it?
Who, during free time, just tries to have his way with Henrietta every single time, which is certainly not on. But they always give you one thing to walk away with at the end of each puppy school.
Yeah.
And this week was like, dogs apparently love their food or meal times to be a puzzle. They want to work for their food, right?
Mm.
So put the food inside a puzzle, right? And then they'll work it out.
Mm.
Imagine we did that to Bill.
Well, no. How skinny would you be?
What are you saying? What, you've got to actually put it in a jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, well, any type of puzzle. Puzzles that basically they have to lift a flap, swivel it around, and they find their food.
Oh, just to,
it mentally stimulates them. But I wondered how that would go for you if I delivered you
I'd
lock.
Find it. I'd sniff it out. Don't worry about that, Andy boy.
I know you don't always get to hear the show, and Rabs, I'm doing this on short notice for you, so we can. But there was a time when Bill was down at the Cremorne.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We were halfway through a show.
Oh, no.
And we started hearing some very weird noises.
Okay.
And, you know, this is mid-broadcast, by the way.
Okay.
So I just want to know if, in your magnificent time of working with Hamish, whether this has ever happened.
As North Melbourne, I feel now in the context of the 2021 season. And
what's Fab doing?
What was that?
What are you eating? You're down at Cremorne. What are you eating?
Curried sausages, Jim.
Oh, my God.
That is sensational.
We're on special.
I get the different one, Bill. Hamish doesn't bring cutlery in, which is a new level. Sounds like you had three courses on offer that one.
Was good.
Hamish, I'll come out of the break and I'll start chatting and kind of turn to him and I'll see him put something in his mouth when we've had the whole ad break or the whole song to not do that. And then while chewing, he'll raise his eyebrows high and just give me the
keep going.
So if it was ever feedback that Andy was crapping on a little bit before the tournament started,
a bit of that.
he was feeling his chops.
With the calling of the footy now obviously being remote, we've got not far from here actually in South Melbourne, this amazing facility. We sit there and there are screens everywhere. When the games are in Brisbane, Luke Hodge is on the boundary and we've got one of the 30 screens just on Hodgie. And I love waiting until he starts eating.
Yeah, and then throw. Good, Jim.
That matchup would be worrying you, Hodgie. He goes, spits half the pie.
Wouldn't be as light and easy either.
No. Oh, I really like that. Hopefully you should get an isolated camera, a record of just that, just seeing him scramble.
Spits it out. And front bar, Tokyo Olympics edition coming up on Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on 7. I'm a card-carrying member of the Sam Pang fan club. He's naughty. He's got naughty written all over him. One of those kids that you just look at and go, he would have been age 10, a complete nightmare.
Sam Pang does what he wants in a similar vein to Mick Malloy.
Yep.
but just with less hoo-ha.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
yes,
like Sam Pang is the perfect example of just, you know, he rocks up to his breakfast show an hour late. He skips meetings. Yep. I'm not doing publicity. But he comes across as this charming, lovely fellow. He's doing exactly what he wants, a lovely fellow.
Yeah, good boy.
I love it. All right, well, you enjoy that. You've got Grant Hackett, of course, Anna Mears, Raylene Boyle, legends there. Fitzy, Titus O'Roll. It's a big show. All right, watching that on 7, 8.30 Thursday. Great to see you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Billy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So she pulls out a rectal thermometer.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff.
On your home smart speaker,
hey Google,
and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we are joined now by the great Chief.
Our next guest has been a very welcome addition to Triple M's Friday Huddle.
You know when you haven't caught up with great mates for a long time? This is nothing like it.
He knows footy better than anyone and isn't afraid to call it as he sees it.
Shouldn't be allowed to kick the ball, Ruckman. By the time they send their message from the brain to the feet, too much happens.
You're an idiot, Chief.
Please welcome Jason Dunstall.
There's a massive list of achievements here that I refuse to read out.
12 times.
Well, he's already got enough smugness about
what
him.
About the 12 times leading goal kicker?
Where are you, Chief, by the way?
Sitting at home, as most of us are in lockdown, Jim.
What are you up to?
Stuff all, Bill, when we're in lockdown.
Are you a puzzle man?
I do a lot of crosswords, yes.
What about, any other puzzles, like the... What do you call it? Jigsaw and all that, Chief.
No, they're a little more for the brain dead people like yourself, Bill. I prefer something that's intellectually stimulating, Bill.
Hey, what about last night, Jim? I turned on AFL 360.
Oh, yes.
And guess who's sitting up there like Jackie?
The Chief.
Oh, sitting up there like he owns a joint. Very comfortable in that chair, Chief.
Bill, all I do is when I'm asked to do something, I'm there. I say, what do you want me to do? And I do it. I'm that sort of employee, Bill.
Are you? Well, you've been doing it now for a while. You've been in and out there a few times. I think they're happy with you there, Chief.
Now, poor old Robbo's been a bit crook, mate. So there might be a little bit of rotation going on there.
Chief, I've got a question for you. You've come screaming back into the Friday night broadcast, been magnificent and necessary too, because it was just flatlining a bit.
Needed something.
Chief came back in and injected some real life into it. But, Chief, got Howie has to isolate because of Bowen Heads being a Category 1 or whatever the bloody hell they call it.
Yes.
You got Duke doing the Olympics.
Oh, no.
So he's gone missing. And then you've got the only other operating member of that team, Nath Brown, coming out with this.
As to everybody helped us out, put this to good. At the end of the art, I'm going to finish off with something. Triple M rocks footy.
Chief.
Damo's the only one.
Yeah, we're a little bit light on at the moment. Mind you, it's not always the bad thing giving some of those blokes a spell, Jim.
What was Brownie doing Friday night? Yeah. He just lost his way.
Yeah, Brownie can do a little bit of that. He off tangents, he gets lost in his own mind, Jim.
He can do that. What about the AFL? They're ploughing ahead, and we like that. They're getting as many games out as they can, Chief. But how many players can a team lose before they don't have a team? Like, we saw it on the weekend with Sydney and the Giants. They lost a couple. But if you lose five or six, is that when you got to call the game off, or what is it, you reckon?
Mate, I love what the AFL's doing. They're finding ways to get the games done. So they could have delayed or postponed that game between GWS and Sydney. But at the end of the day, they said, look, can you get players here? Can we go ahead? If the answer is yes, go ahead.
Mm.
Both sides were disadvantaged. I think the AFL is doing a great job. We need to push these games through. If there's an emergency, Bill, yes, we postpone. But if there's a way to get the games done, get them done, mate.
Did you see Horst Longmire too? They made a really good thing out of it. He had his team there and he was announcing who was out because they couldn't play, obviously. But then he was announcing who was coming in and the boys had walked through the door. Did you see that, Chief? It was really well done by Sydney.
I didn't see it, but, mate, it's funny because a few people are talking about how unfair it is to the players that get in with, like, 20 minutes to warm up and get ready to play. They weren't picked in the first place, Bill. If I'm one of them, I'm thrilled to be there with a 20-minute warm-up because I'm getting a game I didn't think I was getting.
Bloody oath.
Did you ever not get picked, Chief?
Oh. Do you play VFL?
Please.
Chief.
No, of course
I did. I played 10 games in the twos in my first year.
10 games, and that's it. Did you ever, after you, once you were established, you wouldn't have got dropped, but coming back from injury or something?
As if, Bill.
Now, the other thing that's flying, of course, is bounce on a Sunday night. We love it. I'm a bit concerned about a couple of people involved in it, though. I think Bernard, can you get a bit Nath Brown about him?
He's not quite right.
And Gazy, it worries me too, Chief. You're having to do some heavy lifting.
We like Bernie because he's got a bit of larrikin about him. Yes. And he's touch loose every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But I take my hat off to Gazy. He's been a superstar. It was a massive seat to fill after we lost our great mate Spud, but he's done an outstanding job. We have a lot of fun, mate. The show's going really strongly.
Poor old Gazy. He hates lockdowns. Jimmy can't walk up and down Clarendon Street, can he?
Waving at people who don't know who he is.
Exactly, and getting free meals.
You're harsh on him. You're harsh.
we see him because his head's that bloody big. You can see him, down the road. And he just waves at people, Chief, who don't actually know who he is.
He's a friendly person, Jim, unlike yourself.
This is you talking.
Exactly, Chief just sits at home. He loves lockdowns.
He does.
Every lockdown he loves
lived
it, the
Chief.
Lived
a lockdown for the last 20 years.
What about the mediation session between Clarkson and Sam Mitchell? Did that go ahead? And according to Caro, Chief, that it didn't go that well. It didn't go that smoothly.
I can put my hand on my heart and say I know as much as you do, Bill. I'm not involved in any of that sort of stuff. I think there have to be a number of meetings to make those sorts of things work. How it's proceeding, I honestly don't know, mate.
Well, you and Clarko are good mates. He came around to your house with the Premiership Cup. That was a good effort, wasn't it, by the coach?
Mate, and I'm, at times I'm a little perplexed about the decision, but, I guess I'm, again, because I'm removed from it, you've got to back the people in that are making the decisions, and only hindsight will tell us if it was the right decision or the wrong decision.
I'm extraordinarily perplexed by it, Chief. The best coach we've had in the last 25 to 30 years comfortably.
Join the club, Jim.
Good coaches are hard to find, Chief. Why would you let them go?
It's a very, very interesting question. I cannot answer, unfortunately. You need to speak to the people that made the decision, Jim.
Now, Chief, I know you love your footy, obviously, and you love your cricket. I know you're a mad cricket fan, but you also love the Olympics. So you will be sitting at home and watching the next couple of weeks with great interest. Yeah. What's your key event? Yes. What's your must-watch?
I'm big on the athletics. I love the athletics, Jim. Unfortunately, we don't tend to do that well in the track and field, but that's okay. I'll be spending a lot of time watching the Olympics. We love it when it comes around.
Yeah, you do. No doubt about that. And the new sports, are you happy with those? The rock climbing, surfing, skateboarding and karate.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those, to be truthful. Bill, we just keep finding ways to add things, but, there are some sports there that, golf shouldn't be there. Let's be brutally honest.
No, it should not.
Shouldn't, no.
So there's some interesting ones there. I tend to be a little more traditional with the Olympics.
Well, Chief, do you follow? I've always had the view that if winning the Olympic gold medal isn't the pinnacle of your sport, then the sport shouldn't be in the Olympics.
A la
golf.
Golf, yeah. And tennis, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all of that. I mean, you'll get incredibly strong arguments from people involved in those sports and the fact that they're entitled to compete at an Olympics, which is a fair and reasonable argument. But, we all have our opinions.
How are you getting food in, Chief? This interests me.
Pizzas?
This lockdown period.
Hope there's no pizzas, Jim.
Well, I get food in through the gob, Jim. I don't know how you do it. How do you know?
Does it get delivered to the door, or do you wander out to a Coles or a Woolies?
Still allowed to go to Coles, mate. So get out there, fill the trolley up, and back home you come with all the goodies.
Oh, dear.
Why shouldn't he have a pizza bill?
Well, you know what happened last time, Jim, when he was walking down the stairs with the thong. Jim, he had four or five pizzas, Jim.
Bill. You there, Bill?
Hello? You're breaking up.
No, Bill, I'm in an apartment. There's no stairs here, mate.
The old one, when you fell down and you blew out the thong.
Yeah, very funny. Keep giggling at your own joke, Bill.
Now, Friday night, the huddle, Jim. This is it, okay? So Nath is there, old Porky Pig. And then you got the Chief, thank God for that.
Yes, Joey, and Damo, obviously.
Joey and Daisy and Damo. Oh, that's the crew
that's
this week.
That's a nice crew.
Yeah, so you got Joey and Daisy in there, Chief.
Yeah, a couple of lightweights. We'll try and string them along. It's all good.
I look forward to it, Chief. And Bounce, of course, as you say, is airborne as well. So everything's going beautifully for our man.
And the fried rice. He loves that, Jim.
All right, Bill, stop.
Sounds like things are going very well in there as well, Jim, and nothing's changed. Bill's doing all the hard work.
Sounds hard.
Fried rice
He makes
pizza.
Broadcasting sound very hard. All right, Chief. Great chatting to you always.
Chief out. Ship off.
See ya. Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Bill's joke up next to wrap up the show.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Bill Brownless.
I'll spill up!
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow. A very, very special edition of the Hump Day Quiz. Ooh.
What is it?
We're talking about the big sporting event over in Japan.
Olympic Games, school sports.
Well, and also, Sean Higgins.
Oh,
it's a massive Swede.
Oh, it is.
That pill he's got is just, it's extraordinarily big.
Does it look as big in a Geelong jumper? I reckon it looked big in a North
Probably
jumper.
Probably did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the round, the hoops
I don't know what
help
it
him.
Yes.
But it's almost Gazy-like.
Well, he's
and
had
Gaze, that's a big head.
But he's had twins too just a couple of months ago. And starting to play some
play
nice
nicely.
Footy, Jimmy boy. That's what we like
aren't
about.
The cats just coming together nicely.
Nice,
All right, so that's tomorrow, big show. But now we get, yesterday's joke was abysmal.
You know what? I will listen to every joke on the Instagram, the internet. The Instagram, and I didn't yesterday.
You wouldn't.
Pull myself listen to it.
I couldn't pull myself to do it.
To listen to it. I couldn't.
I'm just going to hit it. No, I just
hit it. Hit it, Rob.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, here's a good one, Jimmy. I love this. Get a pen out. Do you hear the bad, bad news that the inventor of fairy bread has died, Jim? It's going to be hundreds and thousands at his funeral. Jim. My wife, not Jim, hasn't moved. Jimmy hasn't moved. Hundreds and thousands at the funeral, Jim.
Right, so you're going with another one.
No,
that can't be the only joke you got.
My wife told me I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. This is yours, Rab. Do you this? You should have seen a face when I drove past her. Look at Rab's likes. Oh, you're laughing, see?
I'm laughing at you.
No, you're
Rab.
Laughing. Oh, Rab's laughing. Everyone's laughing.
He's trying not to laugh.
Oh,
but Rab,
he loves it.
Funny,
see?
Rab's.
Yeah. You like that, Rab?
It was quite funny.
Oh, there we go.
It had the first one.
What do you say?
Hundreds
Have you
thousands.
ever? That's just an entree. Little chicken kebab.
Chicken kebab for entree.
Small one.
As North Melbourne, I feel now in the context of the 2021 season. And
what's Fat doing? What was that? What are you eating? Damn it, Cremorne. What are you eating?
Curried sausages, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Fat.
Come on. You better than that.